ESPN is coming out with a special called Where Else Would You Rather Be? It's going to be released soon, and we're talking about it right now with Chris Berman and ESPN producer Jennifer Chaffetz on the Bison Automotive Live Line. Hey, we're both so welcome to be here. We've been inundated with last hurrahs at the stadium, but this one is big. ESPN's behind it. Jennifer, let me just ask you quickly, how long have you been working on this?
Good morning. Probably a little over a year from conception and pitch to hopefully it's getting posted the end of this week. So I would say, you know, about a year.
Wow. Well, a year in the making, and maybe 53 years in the making when it comes to the legacy of Highmark Stadium and what it's leaving behind. Chris Berman, as big a Bills booster on the national stage as there might have been in a long time. What do you think the NFL is losing when some of these old, you know, not just Highmark Stadium here, but some of these older stadiums start to go away?
Well, they're losing togetherness because, that's a heavy word, because look, you go to the new stadium and the Bills fans will be just as together as they were, but you know, I try from a distance, and I could go on with, but you know, Jennifer's got her pulse on this show, which we're so excited to present. And by the way, I find it interesting. It's getting to be 50, 55 degrees, getting you ready for Jacksonville. Very interesting how life works. But yeah. to answer the question, it's, you know, I remember the old Orange Bowl and the original Mile High Stadium and RFK, where the Redskins, as they were the Redskins at the time, and the stands would move and you know, the Bills, I mean, 73, Rich Stadium, concrete. Steve Tasker told us not going anywhere. Well, you would go back, I'm sure, as fans in every September and have friends in your area where you sat, whether you bought the tickets by the day, by the game, or by the season. And these folks who may live from Rochester, they may drive up from the Finger Lakes. All of a sudden, they were your family. For back then, 7 or, you know, now 8 or 9 or hopefully more playoff games. And your family with people that you would never meet otherwise. I'm just talking from a fan's perspective. That's what's kind of going away one by one with these stadiums. That feel. I'm not claiming that people have their nose in the air in the new stadium, except to look up and say, how do we stop the wind? How do we do that? But my point is, as someone that grew up at Shea Stadium, the Jets, and I don't boo me. I mean, I was young. They won a Super Bowl when I was in 8th grade. Relax. And they haven't done much since. But it was a family. And how are you doing? And how are you? And you learn their kids, et cetera. And I hope that doesn't go away. I don't think Buffalo's a unique case. But to answer your question in a long way, That's what's leaking out as these old stadiums, one by one, understandably, come to a close.
Yeah. Jennifer, take us through the special. How did you look at this?
So I think the challenge that we're presented with, you know, having watched, you know, everything that's been posted online through the Bills and through local stations, you know, is a nationwide interest in this. You know, so why should someone in Des Moines, Iowa, care about this? You know, so I think we tap into sort of the emotion that every sports fan can identify with. And so the special is broken into 3 segments. You know, the first segment is really Boomer with the legends, you know, Thurman Thomas, Jim Kelly, Steve Tasker. And they sort of take us through moments, untold stories, behind the scenes, and then their emotions with not only the stadium, but with the fans in the community. And then the second segment is really fans' stories, you know, how that's the only place they ever watched sports with their father, and how special this place is to their entire family. And then the final segment is just a musical rollout to images and moments and calls. So it's really emotional heavy, telling both the fans and the players' stories.
You know, I'm sure you've been there, Chris. One of the things that a lot of us were remembering in the, you know, closing days is the tunnel in the stadium. Not many places left where both teams are coming out of the same tunnel, going back into the same tunnel at halftime or after a heated game. It's unique. You've got fans, you know, waving the yellow flags right behind the uprights where the kickers are trying to go. Something that you don't really see in the league anymore. Whether it's that or something else, do you have something where you look at that stadium and go, that's a defining characteristic? I think we're going to miss that.
Well, that's one of them. I mean, the opposing players, especially when the Bills were good in those years, didn't necessarily like walking up, you know, next to the opponents, as you point out. And it is unique because, you know, built in 73, we think that's a long time ago, but that was built on the model, at least in that regard, that, that's the way stadiums are. There's one way in or out. You know, we didn't have these lavish locker rooms on each side of the field and never the twain shall meet. So, and of course, the wind whipping down the tunnel didn't make it any warmer, you know, once it got to be election day and beyond. So if you're a team like the Miami Dolphins, I'm sure Dan Marino grew a little tired of it before a lot of the other opponents, right? All the December games up there. No, you don't see it. And, you know, there weren't that many scraps going to halftime or coming out of halftime if the teams were coming out at the same time. It's very Lambeau Field-like. You know, that sort of thing, you know, built that goes back to 50s, 40s, et cetera, Soldier Field. It was, you're right, they would not build a new stadium like that anymore. It was, that's, you're right, what's the landmark of it to me? When I would drive up and you know, even in the middle of the week, right, to do an interview, and I'd see the from the road, to see those seats up at the corner. Like those last seats where there was no protection of the wind at all. And I would think that people sat there every game, whatever the weather, how did they do it? Not that that's a landmark too, but that you don't see that anymore. Like, here's the corner. Don't look down over the railing or you'll get, you know, you'll get vertigo.
Yeah.
So, and those people deserve a special citation, by the way.
I can't let you go, even though we're nearing the end here. I can't let you go without getting a prediction for this Sunday from the Schwamm. I mean, Bills and Jags, what are you thinking?
Well, the Jags are kind of like, maybe, I don't want to predict that they're going to be great now, but they're kind of like, for the nation, when Buffalo got good. In 88, let's just say, you know, and or 1980. I mean, I'm really dating myself, Joe Ferguson, those guys. It really, or the first year Josh made the playoffs. You know, the country is, well, here, why don't I go greater than that? Here's my Super Bowl prediction, Bills, Seahawks.
So all right. Okay.
That's different. I mean, thinking Bills, Niners, but.
Well, but it's in San Francisco. It'll be close enough, all right? Jen, we're so look, the work that Jennifer and her crew have put in on this, it's a labor of love, and she made sure that she drove back on her own to make sure no one has driven more miles on the New York State Thruway from Connecticut in the last year than Jennifer Chaffetz, okay? I just want to point out that she, like the fans in the corner, deserves a special medal.
Okay. Hey, Jennifer, When are we going to see this?
So I think it's going to be posted to YouTube probably Thursday or Friday of this week. And then it'll be on ESPN TV at a date to be named. I just want to let you know that, like, every sports fan can feel what you guys are feeling in that you're losing a part of your community and it hurts. And there are very few stadiums of this left. You know, like when one goes, I think every fan feels it. You know, only things that are left are Fenway, you know, Notre Dame, Lambeau. So I think the whole country feels a little bit of hurt with you when these stadiums go.
Well, we love to hear that. Love to hear that you've been here so many times to tell this story for a national audience. It's great. Jennifer, Chris, thanks so much for being on with us this morning. Really do appreciate it. Check it out. Where else would you rather be? And it's coming this week on YouTube.